Hey guys, Deidre Shen here from the Growth Boss Podcast. And we are going to be talking about one of the most important muscles you need to be working to have a successful business. Yes, this is going to pretty much, I would hazard a guess to say this is going to make or break your business and really anything else that you're looking to create success in your life. So if you're curious and you want to know what it is, then stick around with us. We will be back right after the theme song. The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
It's time for us to build some decision-making muscle.
Oh, yes. You were really unsure about yourself with that one.
I was like, hang on, what was I good at? Was it build or was it? I was like, ah.
Yes, yes, yes. Because decision making is a muscle. OMG.
And the most overworked part is the procrastination part, I think. But then.
Definitely, yeah. Gotta work that one down. It's like, that's like the fat that gets built.
I know.
Right? Yeah. Procrastination is the fat. And yeah. So really you want to start to cut that so that you become a super efficient decision maker. Because if you guys don't know by now, decision making is what at the root of everything, you know, we could talk about mindset. I shouldn't say that's not important, as important, but like decision, like, because all of these things like mindset and things comes down to your decision making. Exactly. It's what powers it. It's what helps it. But then it's all circular, right? Because when you make good decisions, or when you learn how to make good decisions, then it actually, you know, improves your mindset, because it's like, hey, win. Yeah. You made a good decision.
Yes.
And it got you these outcomes and these benefits. So in today's episode, we really want to talk about decision making, because a couple of weeks ago we attended Tony Robbins, who's another mentor of ours. We have many, as you can tell. We attended his business mastery training, and he spent a lot of time on decision making because, in his view, like, obviously decision making and being as business owners, especially being able to make quick, smart decisions, not necessarily the right ones, by the way. And I think I really want to talk about this as well a little bit, is I think sometimes why the procrastination comes in is because we put so much pressure on ourselves to have to make the absolute best right decision. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, we've spoken about this in another podcast, there is no such thing as an absolute best right decision. Mm-hmm. There just isn't. Mm-hmm. There is a decision that you can make given the resources and the things that you know at that point in time.
Yeah.
And then there's the things that you learn from that will then inform the next decision you make and the next one and the next one. And so, guys, you have to make decisions. But the good thing is that we are here to give you, or to steal Tony's framework, maybe borrow it and gift it to you guys to, you know, to give you a bit of insight into how he, as he says, you know, he's got over 100 businesses now.
Crazy.
Yeah. This is literally the framework that he goes through to make every decision on what to invest in, even like down to his personal things in his personal life. And so, like, it is the framework, and we've been stress testing it ourselves somewhat. And we're trying to do it more and more. Should we jump into it?
Yeah, absolutely. As you were talking, I was also thinking, if you're like, I don't procrastinate on decisions, I make decisions. I think you probably, you know, we talked about this as well, where it's like, you're probably making decisions off of your gut, you know, from your gut, and you probably make it all past experience, which you absolutely want to base it on. But I think it's really kind of this framework, I think, helps if you're someone that just jumps to things and uses intuition and gut primarily, and you've been burned by that, but you don't exactly know which part, and all you really have to guide you is that. I think I found this framework quite helpful as well to think about, okay, hang on a minute, let's just take 5 minutes to quickly walk through the stuff. So this can take as long or as little time as you like, but that's the power of framework. So then you just makes everything objective, and you can, even if you're doing it on your own, even better if you're doing it with someone who know, who can understand it, I think really helps you bring it together on the same page. So the way Tony talks about it, I think you mentioned mindset before as well. He does say before you get into any of these things, especially making the tougher decisions, like the bigger decisions, it's all about some pre-framing. So you want to get into state, they get into the right state. Because if you're stressed about this decision, you've been procrastinating on or you've been stressed out about, if you go into this framework with that same thing, you won't be able to do it. It'll be very much like, blah, blah, blah. Let me just do it or let me not do it.
Yes.
So I think it's really about, you know, making sure that physiologically, if you're not feeling great, get into the right state. You might just be jumping around, take a walk, you know, whatever gets you into a much better frame of mind. And then really, I think he talked about, which I think was really important for me, was like, okay, before I get into the framework of what my options are and things like that, how do I reframe this as an opportunity and not a problem? You know, so whatever, if it's a big personal problem, business problem, it's like, okay, not saying that you have to be excited about this giant problem, but it's like, okay, this is an opportunity for me too, and reframing it. And then I think your brain just goes to a much more resourceful state of mind and physiologically feeling a little bit better. You're like, okay, cool. Like I now have this opportunity to do something different, and then tap back into what is that you want, which I know a lot of us can struggle with. And it doesn't have to be your life plan, but really from this, what do you actually want? What's like the end goal, which will help you with setting the first step of the framework. And then just quickly list down any resources that you have and any limitations. So a lot of the time I can get into this, I forget what resources I do have available. I'm so kind of fixate on the things that are going to make this difficult. I have no problem with listing limitations. I think none of us do. Like, these are all of the things.
Yes.
But definitely on next to them, list down the resources. And it could be as simple as people that you can, you know, talk to. It doesn't always have to be financial or anything like that. So that's the definitely, I think, before you do any of this, definitely, you know, do those four things. Then when you're like, okay, just carve out some time, a little bit of space. And then really the framework is in two parts. There's three parts to each, but really the first bit is OOC, which stands for outcomes, options, and consequences. So once you've done your pre-framing, you want to go into it. Okay, cool. I kind of know what it is that I want, right? Like envision this would be great. Now let's be specific around what those outcomes are. So let's take a, you know, an example decision we're looking to make, which might be to whether you want to invest in a mentor for your business, or maybe you've got a couple of options and you're like, where do I go? Right. Yes. Either way, you've decided that you need help with your business. You think you do. And it's now about, you know, pulling the trigger really and jumping in. So what are the outcomes that you want? You know, if you're, and what is it that you really want is you want a thriving business, you know, at some point we'll have our own time frame. So don't be rushed, but you want a thriving business that's going to afford you a certain lifestyle. Again, we all have different definitions of what that is, right? So you can see it, you can see that vision, and you know that that's what you want to create. Like from this, what are the outcomes that you want from, you know, this particular decision? You really want to be really as specific as possible. I mean, at the beginning, just get it out. I think it's like, even if you're just like, I want a business that's successful, that's fine. Just get it out, right? And then just get more specific as those things come out, be more specific, because what you're going to do, which I found so difficult, I don't know when we did it together, if you had the same experience, is to rank those outcomes.
Oh my gosh. What? They're all equally important. And also, and sometimes like,
competitive against each other.
Yeah.
As
and
well.
The specificity actually is hard.
It's so hard.
It's so hard because you just don't know, right? I'm like, I know that. Yeah. I want a successful business. What does that look like? Exactly. I don't know. Just successful.
Yeah. I want to feel successful. It's like, okay. Cause then it really starts to interrogate, I think, what's important to
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's really when you get to the level below that of like almost what does that look like that you then actually start to rank.
Yes.
And this is important because things aren't all equal. Like they're not going to be. Because is it the fact that you want to be freeing up your time? Freeing up your time is almost counterintuitive to actually growing a business.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Like at the same time,
yes.
You can't, it's impossible pretty much to grow a business as well as have a lot of free time.
Yes.
So if having free time is actually right now is actually going to be the most important thing, then it's like, oh, okay, we'll have to think about how exactly you can do that. It might be that you have to invest more, invest more in the right strategies, invest more in the right help and support on the ground as well to bring those strategies to life.
Yeah.
Versus something else. So this is where the specificity actually starts to become important because, you know, knowing that outcome is actually going to then get you into, okay, the options, which is, I know you're about to get into, is actually like, okay, now what are the options that's going to get me the most important outcomes that I'm looking for?
Absolutely. And to keep this really simple, that's a really good lead-in, because to keep this really simple, if we go, and this is not for everyone, but like we just want to show you something illustrative, we go, okay, I want to do this because maybe you're in a super growth stage of your life and you're like, yes, I want to learn more just generally about what it actually takes to run a business. And I know that I really want to experience that and use people's, people who've already done this before and not make the same mistakes, mm-hmm. right? That could be one thing. So it's really about personal development. And then, as you say, time is another thing where you want to have freer time to do things that are important to you. And then you want, I guess almost like what would be, we call it like you have a financial goal in mind around like a commercially viable mm-hmm. business, in your mind might be, 100K year, mm-hmm. or it could be a 5K month, whatever that, however you think about it, but it's really specific. So, okay, we almost go, those are the outcomes. And then you've got to rank them and, using what you were just saying to say, well, what do I want more? Mm. Because, yeah, like 100K years don't just happen.
Yes.
You could go into a job and, yes. Get that, but likely if you're listening to this and you have your own business, that's not what you want.
Yeah.
So if it's not that, and then, 100K years just don't just happen, knowledge accumulation also takes time, right? And then who do you learn from and all of these things. So then you kind of go into the options, which is the next part of the framework, and you write down all of the options that you have, even the really crazy ones. So it could be like, yes, I'll just do a one-on-one with Tony Robbins, if that's your thing, write it all down.
Yeah.
And a lot of them will just be ridiculous, but it kind of just gets your brain thinking about the possibilities, right? And I know that that's how we thought about what is it that our, how we can serve our clients better, how we came up with whatever we offer inside of Growth Boss.
Yes.
Because it's against those competing priorities a lot of the time. Yes. So how can they still get what they need and partner with us in different ways, right? So it's kind of like, what are all of those options that you do have? Now, you've already listed the resources and limitations you have, right? So it's really kind of like, don't be constrained by those, but just go, these are all of the options, because as just a person existing on this planet, because then what we're going to do is do not, like I said, even the super far-fetched ones, even the ones that seem really obvious, put it all down, because then we're going to go to the next step of the framework, which is about consequences. And this is about, okay, now for each of these things, what are all the downsides? What are all the downsides? Because chances are, if you're investing in a program or a coach or whoever that's going to do more of the doing, so you have more free time, you're going to be paying more.
Yes.
As you should.
Yes.
Right? As you should, because things don't just happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's free. Well, now you're paying for their time. Exactly. So you're just outsourcing your, instead of using your time, you're just paying someone else for their time. So yeah, totally.
If that's the most important thing. But if you're kind of like, no, I really want to intimately know this stuff.
I want to learn it myself first and implement it myself. Yes. Then yeah, that's going to be a little bit less.
Yes. And that's going to be, and it goes back to, well, the downsides of that is you're not going to have the time, or barely any time, if you want to go down that path. So it's really thinking about, okay, what are the consequences for each of these options that I've put on the table?
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing, which I should have mentioned, is like, put this out on paper.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Don't try to do this in your head.
Oh,
do
not
try. By the way, I do this all the time. I do it in my head, all the time. And a lot of times I think I'll wake up and I'll be like, why am I feeling so overwhelmed today?
Yeah.
It's because I'm trying to do it all in my head. Guys, you guys, put it down on paper, take it from someone who's been there and done that. It's the most effective, efficient, but also you're just offloading your mind. Yes. Like, you're just taking it out of your head.
Yes. Because we'll go into endless loops, whether it's focusing on the problem, whether it's focusing on options even, positive or negative, we just go into these loops. So it kind of, as you say, you're relieving your brain, and then you're making it super obvious and objective. Then you go into the second part of the framework, which is the EMR. So then you've got these, kind of consequences, you've got these options, the outcomes that you want, that's ranked. You want to evaluate. And this is kind of where probably a lot of us try to jump straight to, be like, okay, well, given all this, how do I evaluate? And you haven't done the groundwork. So now this is still a very difficult process, because we still want everything.
Yes.
But now you've got the more objective levers to say, okay, well, this is the most important outcome for me, and this is the downsides of these things. So then the evaluation process becomes a little bit easier, a bit more objective, and you start to feel closer to a decision, right? You might still have one or two, on the table, but a lot of the other options are starting to fall away, and you feel better about moving towards a decision. And then I think this next step, which is, I know, one that we probably skip a lot as well, is mitigate. So, okay, so given those kind of that evaluation now, it's not just about mitigating risk, which is how I knew to the word mitigate, but it's really also thinking about alternatives, options, hybrids of the, options, right?
Yeah. To say, and how this else? This is so powerful because I think this is real. And this is why you want to write everything down and not, you know, try to knock things out. Because you're like, oh, that's stupid or whatever. Because there will be, as you write things down and as you think through things, there are going to be different parts of each option that is going to, when you kind of Frankenstein them together, is actually going to be the best solution you could probably come up with. That's going to be, if there are other parties involved as well, most likely going to become a win-win-win for everyone. And so, and this was actually the one that I was so excited about when I heard Tony talk about it, because I was like, I love, actually, and that's kind of like coming back to the last podcast episode that we spoke about where I love to transplant things from other industries into, you know, new ones. This is a part that I actually love to, because this is the core of problem solving. Because like, if you can sort of be like, oh, okay, this solution, which I thought starting was going to be the ideal one. It was going to be the be all and end all. But actually, if I just maybe combined it with this part of this other one and maybe this part of this other, like, then I have a solution that is going to not only get me the outcomes that I want, maybe even my top 3 to 5, but also help, or, you know, whatever part, other parties are involved. They're probably going to be really happy with that solution as well.
Exactly.
This is the power of decision making.
Exactly.
This is the power of this framework as well, specifically. Yeah,
absolutely. That, I think that was the, that, yeah, you kind of go from, okay, let me just mitigate my risk to actually let me create more alternative creative solutions, as you say, which meet your outcomes in a much better way, but, you know, yeah, expand you to something else. And I think, you know, that thing that you were saying about like this being the core of problem solving, it takes it from just kind of, yeah, fixing a situation that you're in to going back to, you know, that pre-framing of like, okay, well, this is an opportunity. Like, wow, I just maybe created a whole new business line. Yeah. Maybe I created a collaboration, whatever it is, right? Yes. So that's the most exciting bit. And then finally you resolve. So, you know, like with everything, you want to feel committed to whatever you've decided, to make it happen, because this is just, in a way, the easy part once you've gone through the difficulty of the mental gymnastics is like, you actually have to make this thing happen. Yeah. So, and not about, you know, a lot of us can be 1 foot in, 1 foot out, especially when it comes to investment, to be like, okay, fine, I'll do it, I guess, but let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
And you just cannot have that. No. You've got to go into with the frame of mind to say, okay, I'm in this and I'm 100% in this. I'm going to resolve, I've resolved all of the potential, because there are still going to be some downfalls to whatever you're deciding, but go into it fully resolved with it, give it a go, you know how long you want to give it a go for, and commit to it.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So guys, we have just given you the secret sauce, the secret framework that has powered Tony's billions of dollars and that is going to power our billions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
And now yours too. So go start using it. Start making decisions. This is, guys, if you are trying to run, grow a business, decision-making is that muscle that you have to work, and you have to work it efficiently and effectively.
Absolutely.
This is it. All right, guys. So if you like this episode, please leave us a great review, great rating. Even if you didn't, feel free to leave us a not great review, great rate. We'll just be coming knocking on your door, being like, why? Why did you? No, just kidding. Just kidding. Everyone is safe here. And subscribe. Be sure to subscribe and share this with all of your friends. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.